Just in time for election season, Massachusetts lawmakers are calling for automatic voter registration. State Representative Tricia Farley-Bouvier, a Pittsfield Democrat, talks about three bills that could shift voter registration from an opt-in to an opt-out system.
What we would like to do is do what the other states, I think it's about eight other states, have done, where we would register people to vote when they are interfacing with any government agency. And so the idea is that, you know, you're registered to vote unless you don't want to be. It gives people every opportunity to be registered to vote. We have seen in other states that it increases voter registration, certainly, and then also voter participation.
Oregon and California were the first two states to enact this kind of idea in 2015. Massachusetts, it's something like 15% of eligible voters are not registered to vote. How does this damage the voting system?
The more people you have participating in the voter process, the better that it is. And what we know is that with the deadlines that we have now, 30 days in advance, that made a lot of sense when we were typing up voter lists and didn't have the technology that we have now. We want to, of course, protect our voting system. But now with the technology that we have, there's no reason to not have as much opportunity as we can to have integration of systems. We know by looking at the data that it's the people who are most transient, the people who are most vulnerable, who are least likely to be registered to vote. And so we want to do whatever we can to get them registered, because the more people that you have participating in the voting process, you know, actually going to the polls on election day, the better we do in getting representative government.
Who is least likely to vote?
It's usually the transient population, people who move a lot, and they're like, well, I don't know where to vote. I don't know how to register. I haven't updated my registration. You know, certainly certain age groups. You can see where young people, you know, tend to be more transient, right? They're going to college, they're moving from here to here for jobs, and so they aren't as likely to vote. But it's senior citizens, it's people in their 40s and 50s, they tend to be more stable as to where they're living and more secure in their lifestyles, and they tend to vote more.
Being that there'll be more people who don't normally get their voice heard in the voting process, I mean, 15% is a large amount of people. That's 700,000 people, just about.
Well, we have to remember that getting people registered to vote is only one step in the process. Getting them to the polls is another whole issue. And so, you know, we're going to need to work hard to get people to show up to the polls and have people understand why it's so important to vote, not just presidential election years.
So how will the bills in Massachusetts work exactly? How do they get linked up?
So they would interact with when you are, you know, signing up for any, whether it's, you know, through getting your license at RMV, whether it's getting, when you're registering for Department of Transitional Assistance, whether you're registering for MassHealth. Those are all different ways where you can interact. We can have the systems interact and interface so that people can be registered to vote.
That's Massachusetts State Representative Tricia Farley-Bouvier, a Pittsfield Democrat. The state legislature returns to Beacon Hill next week after a summer recess.